You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. In a moment, Adora and author Anthony Lewis will go deep into the personality and sort of legal character of this Supreme Court on its last day in session. But first, we're going to talk about the political campaign. There is a meeting tonight between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in Washington to discuss fundraising. It's reported that Hillary Clinton's fundraisers will be introduced to Barack Obama's formidable fundraising apparatus. And then, of course, there's a meeting tomorrow in Unity, New Hampshire, to talk all about unity. What is the delicate nature of unity behind the scenes? Joining us is the New York Times' Jeff Zeleny, who's been following this dance of the two behemoth Democrats as they attempt to project unity between now and November. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How delicate is this rapprochement? I mean, would you describe it as a rapprochement, or is it more of a merger of two multimillion-dollar corporations?
Well, it's a merger of one multimillion-dollar corporation and one that needs the other's help. That is sort of underwater money-wise. But look, this is a very sensitive thing that's going on here. But time is running out in the eyes of some people in the Obama campaign saying, look, we need to get forward to November here. So for the next 48 hours or so, there's going to be a lot of hand-holding, a lot of unity, some scripted, some not. But after that, people who want to get on board, the Obama campaign says it's time to do it.
Now, you describe a lot of details in your reporting this morning that are apparently under issue. The question of a plane for Hillary Clinton paid for by the Obama camp, the Hillary Clinton debt, et cetera. First of all these things on the table? And secondly, are they going to have to be agreed to up front before they can proceed? How's it going to work?
Well, these are just some of the details that are in discussions right now. It was interesting. Senator Clinton, to represent her in some of these discussions, brought aboard a high-powered Washington lawyer, Robert Barnett, and he has represented Mr. Obama in the past. He was actually his agent who represented him on his multimillion-dollar book deal some years ago. So he is negotiating some of these small details. But advisors said the feelings actually between Senator Clinton and Obama are not as raw or sore as the feelings with some of their supporters, particularly on the Clinton side. So Senator Clinton has vowed to do everything she can to help Senator Obama. A lot of that is because her reputation here needs a bit of repairing in the eyes of some Democrats as well. But there are some small details. The biggest sticking point appears to be the convention. Is her name going to be placed in the roll call for a symbolic vote on the convention floor to be nominated? A lot of her supporters want it to be. Some people on the Obama side say, isn't that going to sort of create some unity problems?
But, and Jeff,
the first crack at unity comes Friday.
Right, but Jeff, there's plenty of precedent for the name being submitted in the convention, isn't there?
No, there absolutely is, and which is probably why it will happen. It happened 4 years ago for John Edwards. Of course, he was in the running for the vice presidential candidacy, which is also a possibility here. That is one of the subtexts to all these discussions. Will she be on the short list for the running mate?
Well, we'll be watching all the texts and the subtexts tonight and tomorrow in Unity, New Hampshire. Jeff Zeleny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jeff Zeleny, reporter for the New York Times, whose piece, along with Adam Nagorny's, on the Barack Obama-Hillary Clinton merger, acquisition, whatever you want to call it, is on the New York Times today.